Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here on a Friday night, Getaway Friday, August 21st, 2020, 8:21, 2014, coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Now, I hope you enjoyed the last hour because it's fun to have the kids in here. You know, there was a show on radio and television for many, 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 many years. I believe it was originally called House Party, and it was hosted by Art Linkletter. And that's what he used to do. He used to talk to the kids. And it's fun to see what kids have to say. I believe it was revived in the 90s by Bill Cosby. And it was called Kids Say the Darndest Things. And it's interesting when you sit down with kids, I would say under the age of 10, to see what they're going to say. So I hope you enjoyed that hour. That was a lot of fun to have the kids in here, Brantley and Austin. So, does anybody have anything to say about that or anything else on your mind? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, this last hour is going to be kind of interesting tonight because this, we don't really know who's going to call in, and we don't really know what kind of shape this hour is going to take. Now, this has happened. Well, anybody who listens to this station, well, let me ask you this. Was anybody listening today from 12 to 1 o'clock? Because today from 12 to 1 o'clock, we did the Exchange Club, and we welcomed Abby Umali back to the Exchange Club. And it was a very interesting hour, to say the least, because we kind of went through what I'm going to call our dirty laundry. Now, by dirty laundry, what I mean is we kind of went through all the miscommunications that we had had in the last few weeks. And I don't know why we had these miscommunications, but to be honest with you, I think we cleared up a lot of it today, which is good. Now, here's the thing. We do this podcast because, you know, you got to be a podcaster now. That's the way of the future. You got to be in the podcasting business. So we do podcast, and it's called Paper Rings, and it's on YouTube. And Abby's job is to promote these podcasts that she and Michelle and I do. But for some reason, this does not happen. Now, I tried to get to the bottom of this today, and I could not ascertain what the problem was. Why? And then Abby assured me today that before 8 o'clock tonight, these would be promoted. Now, I don't think they have been as of yet. Now, I don't want to fault her because I don't know what has happened since I saw her today at 1 o'clock and now. You know, something terrible could have happened. And if something terrible happened, well, then we don't need that. We don't want to harass somebody who's had something terrible happen to them. But we really don't know. Oh, somebody's calling. Oh, this will be good. Let's take the phone call here on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was just saying, you tell her, but I got something else.
Oh, go ahead.
Tomorrow, Harding was supposed to play Upper Sandusky in a scrimmage.
Right. Morning, right.
And Upper Sandusky had to cancel out. From my understanding, they have several people in the quarantine on the team. And some of them are still waiting for the Zest to come back. So the point is, with the kids playing school in high school, when the colleges cancel out and everything, I don't know why they just didn't go and cancel the high school.
So you're saying that the Harding High School scrimmage with Upper Sandusky, which was scheduled for tomorrow morning, had to be canceled because already some of the Upper Sandusky kids have to quarantine because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Now, what do you make of it? We're all trying to make heads or tails as to why they're allowing high school football to go on. What do you make of it?
I don't like it, the idea, because you don't know how many kids are out there that have it, you know, and are passing it on, and I don't think it's a very good idea.
No, it's kind of scary. Now, you know, Bob, I was listening to Nate's show earlier this week, and I heard you were going to have some surgery. Is everything going okay with you?
I'll find out more when I get it done.
Well, I'm sure it'll be fine, because I know you'll come through it fine. Did you listen to the kids last hour?
Yeah.
What did you like the kids?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. You know, it's fun to talk to the kids.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. Somebody's got to do something, because one gets it, that's one too many.
You're exactly right. I don't think we want to put, you know, I understand the kids want to play sports, and I understand it's a mental health thing, but I don't know that we should be putting people's health on the line.
Right.
Yeah.
Because my one grandson, he's playing at Harding this year. And when they did their camp for it, and the way they got it set up, all the families are going to be allowed to come to the ball games anyway. So, you know, they should have just canceled it completely and got it over with.
Yeah, I don't know why they've went this route. I do know a lot of the parents want the kids to play, and I understand that.
Well, I wanted to play too, yes, but not with this virus.
Right, I think that's the problem. And maybe they can switch it to spring. I don't know. I don't know where we'll be in spring with this virus.
I don't either, but I've been trying to stay out of the way. I have to with my medical. But anyway, if somebody smarter than I am, I'll be able to come up with some idea.
Yeah, we hope. Well, hey, I thank you for the information, Bob. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Well, see, that's why you do a show like this. And you know, that might be the first casualty of the high school football season. And, you know, this is not official. We don't have this on from the schools, let's say that. But it sounds as if the Upper Sandusky Harding scrimmage, which was scheduled for tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, had to be canceled because some of the kids from Upper Sandusky are under quarantine because they might have tested positive for the coronavirus, and the tests haven't come back yet. And this is why this is going to be problematic. Yeah, you cannot have symptoms and have this thing. And it's very complicated. It's very complex. It's very complicated. And I just don't know, in the end, if having the kids out there is the best idea. I don't know if having the coaches out there. I don't know if having family members out there. I don't know if having anybody out there is a good idea. I don't know how back to school is going to go. To be honest with you, you know, from my conversations with Tracy Kinslow from the Marion Health Department, it seems like it's not going to be if these kids get it. It's going to be when. And I just hope it's a minor case. I don't know. It's very, 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 very uneasy right now, to say the least. I understand we want to get kids back to school. I understand we want to do the positive things. I understand we want to play sports, but at what risk are we willing to do this? That's what we've got to take into account. Do you have any opinion on this? I know a lot of people do out there. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I would love to hear your opinions on things of this nature. Because it's fascinating. Because it's your lives. And you know more than I do about this. Because I don't have any kids in high school. I don't have any kids. So I don't really know what's going on from that particular side. I only know what I hear. Now, I've taught in the high schools, so I've been there from that perspective, and I don't know. It seems very uneasy right now. And maybe we should think twice before we make some of these decisions. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you have anything on your mind. Now, also, did you hear the show earlier today? I tell you, I don't know. I think Abby and I got through all of our problems. It sounded like we did, but then again, I don't know what's going on with these podcasts now. Now, again, I don't want to chastise her for the podcast not being promoted, because she could have had something terrible happen today, and maybe that's why they haven't been promoted. But we don't know. Now, she was supposed to try to call in tonight. Now, I don't know how that will go. We have 36 minutes left here in the program. We'll see if that happens. I don't know what's been going on. Now, it's my understanding that her son, I believe, was playing in a scrimmage tonight. I hope that all went hunky-dory. But boy, you just don't know. And you know what's weird? My other pal, Michelle, who's been in here, I haven't heard from her all day. And she usually listens to this show. She's disappeared. She's off the radar. Now, I wanted her to call in earlier because she came in last week. And she did a fantastic job with her son Dawson last Friday afternoon when they were on the Exchange Club. I thought they were great. And I wanted to hear from her because she apparently gets up in the morning and exercises every day. I don't know what she does. She lifts barbells and does sit-ups and all these things. And apparently there's no way to dial a telephone while you're doing this. But we never hear from Michelle. So... And Michelle's usually a devoted listener to this program because she's free on Friday night. She's free during the week. So she listens, and we appreciate that and everybody who listens. So I wanted to hear from Michelle because she listens, and I wanted her to get the intake. I wanted to get her opinion, her intake, on what happened today. Because we were able to redo the Exchange program by bringing Abby back in today, and I wonder what it sounded like to the listening audience, because I know Michelle was out there listening. But see, they accuse me of embellishing some of these stories. Now, I don't know if I really embellish any of these stories, to be honest with you. And I'll tell you something else I'm worried about. I'm worried about our Pinot Grigio couple out there, who normally on Friday night has some Pinot Grigio and listens to this show. I haven't heard from them in a couple weeks. I don't know what happened. They used to have Pinot Grigio and eat the M&Ms or have some seafood, and now they've disappeared. I don't know where they went. And so I'm worried on that level. What happened to our couple? Are they okay? We want to make sure. We like to do a head count on this show and make sure everybody is well. We don't want anybody to go by the wayside. And again, telephone lines are open currently, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, you know, next Friday we'll be in competition with the football games. If they'll be broadcast, we don't even know that right now. I really have not got any firm confirmation that any broadcasting is going to go on of any football game. Now, they might, and if they will, we'll tell you. We'll tell you where they'll be broadcast, because we understand people want to listen to sports. But I don't know. The whole thing, just to me, is shaky all around. Hopefully, we get some semblance of order, and everything is hunky-dory, but you just never really know. Do you think we should... I tell you, it's just a disaster every time we do it, so I always get a little leery. But do you think we should get out the old phone book and try to call some people up and see if they think people should be playing high school sports? Now, here's how we do this. We get the old white pages out, and I didn't even know the white pages still existed. But we do have a white pages here, and we do have a phone. Now, what we could do is call people up. We'll just call them at random, and we'll say, but we have to get their permission, you see, before they go on the air. We have to say, do you mind if we put you on the air? And then we'll ask them what they think about high school sports. Now, here's what always happens with this. Either the phone is out of order, or the phone rings busy, or we get the answering machine, or the person doesn't want to talk on the air. This has only worked like one time. So this is what happens. So for lack of better things going on tonight, maybe we'll try to call somebody up. You know, somebody might have an opinion on this sports thing. Sports is a big thing. So if we can get somebody to answer the phone, We might be in business here tonight. All right, let's just, we're going to riffle through the phone book here and pick a random number. A random phone number here of somebody who maybe has an opinion on high school sports. All right, I think we have got a number here. All right, let's give this a try. Oh, man. Hold your breath. Could be a disaster as always. Here we go. We're calling Hubert. All right, let's give Hubert a call. See what his opinion is of high school sports. All right, here we go. Giving Hubert a call. It's ringing. Stay with us here. Let's see what happens. 29 minutes past the hour. See what Hubert's last name is here. All right, it's ringing. I hope we don't wake Hubert up. You know, it is 9:30 at night. Ringing. One ring. Two. Oh, here we go. It's a message. Hi, this is Scott Spears over at WWGH Radio. It's about 9:30 on a Friday night. We were just calling people tonight on air. I don't know if you listen to WWGH 107.1 FM on your dial. Just calling to see what your opinion is of kids playing high school football. If you get this message and want to call us back on the air in the next 30 minutes, call at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call back. We'll put you on the air, and you can listen at 107.1 FM. We'd love to hear your opinion. Should the kids be playing high school sports? Thank you for your time. All right. Well, one up, one down. Okay, this is a younger name here, Ashley. Yeah, let's try Ashley and see if she will be a player on our game here tonight. All right, let's see if we can get phones to work, and then we'll see if we can get Ashley on the line. Here we go. Let's try this. Giving Ashley a call. All right, phone's ringing. Now this is second time up at bat tonight. Ashley. And I believe this is a local number. Oh. The number has been changed. Ashley knew we were calling, and the number we have dialed has been changed. All right. Let's try somebody else here. See, this is how this always goes. For the love of mercy, this is what happens every time we try this. It's always just an absolute disaster. I don't know why. I don't know what we do wrong. There's a curse over us when it comes to this. And I just don't know how in the world this continues to happen. But we're glutton for punishment here. So we will keep trying until we get somebody on the air, because we want to know. We want to know what people truly believe about the kids playing high school sports. Okay, let's try this number here. Now we're going to... Now, see, this is a little bit of a unique name here. This is... what do we got? Oh, I just had the name here a second ago. Where did the name go? All right. Oh, I had a nice name picked out there. Okay, where'd the name and number go? How did I lose the name and number? Oh, here we go. Rosalita, maybe. Well, let's try this again. Holy mackerel. Here we go. Rosalia. Give it a try. All right, let's see. Her name is Rosalia. I believe that's right. Rosalia. Oh, here we go again. Now, see, we've got a number again, that's disconnected or no longer in service. Now, you think they would update these white pages once every 10 years so we could actually get a hold of anybody. Now, I'll tell you what, we're going to leave the line open for a minute. Does anybody have an opinion on this whole high school sports thing? 740-383-9944. Or do I want to continue going down this list again, trying to get somebody on the phone who maybe will know something about this whole situation? Because I'll tell you, it's a rough situation, as you know, high school sports. And we don't know if our call-ins are going to happen tonight. It's live radio. It's live radio here at 33 minutes past the hour. Now, as I said, oh, the phone's ringing. This has got to be a good sign for the love of money. Oh, who is this? Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
This is the Pini Grigio couple.
Oh, my goodness. How have you been?
Well, real good.
We haven't heard from you for a while. I was getting worried.
We just had dinner and left the restaurant and had your station on, and you mentioned us, and we thought, you know, you're probably worried about us.
Well, it was like 2 or 3 weeks I hadn't heard from you.
You know, this old age catches up with you. You're just staying up late. And,
So what did you have for dinner?
Well, tonight, we went out.
Oh.
And we went uptown, and we got uptown around 7:30 to go to the Memphis barbecue.
Oh, that new place that opened up.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they were so busy this evening, they ran out of food.
They ran out of food?
And so we didn't get to eat there, but that's good for them, because they are doing one good business. And we ate there about a week ago, and it was good. So we went back tonight. So people should give this place a try. I mean, they're new, and they're, you know, he's done the best they can do to keep people served. But
well, that's
they're learning.
So this is the Taste of Memphis.
Right, and I would recommend it. Guys, they're going to do good there.
So if I go in there and order some food, what should I be ordering?
Well, the word is the ribs are excellent. The brisket is excellent. So, you know, that's their main item on the menu. They do have other items on the menu, but everybody says they are really good. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm sorry, so where did you end up since you couldn't eat there?
Went over to the brew pub and had a beverage.
Oh.
And they had a nice crowd in there. Then we ended up at Applebee's and had a good dinner at Applebee's. And they were busy, you know, with limited seating, and one guy came in and said he had to wait outside for a half hour because every other booth is open, you know, so they're limited seating. But they were having a pretty good night there.
Now, do people seem to be wearing their masks and doing all that?
When you walk in a place, you wear your mask. Of course, you have to take it off to eat and everything. So most places we go, you have people walk in, they have their mask on. The help all has a mask on. So people are paying attention. So.
Now, what did you have for dinner at Applebee's?
We both had a chicken dish.
Oh.
And they were very good. The key lime chicken's very good there. My wife had an Alfredo dish, but we did not have any wine tonight. We're not in the wine. In fact, right now we're having a homemade peach pie.
Oh.
And Winks Wits custard.
Oh. Well, this sounds, not too long ago, I had a conversation with somebody. I said, what is the difference between peach pie and peach cobbler?
Well, I don't know.
Neither did I. And I'm not sure, because a long time ago, I still have these cookouts on Memorial Day and Labor Day and the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have somebody who came to these who made a really good peach dessert. But I'm not sure if it was peach cobbler or peach pie.
Well, all I know, probably if it was square, it was a cobbler. And if it was round, it was a pie. That's always been my philosophy. Pie is usually round.
Oh, it was delicious. I'm trying to remember. I think it was round. I think it was in a dish. But I think it was just peaches out of a can.
Oh, wow.
And then there was like some Bisquick in there or something.
Well, it was roughly good.
Oh, it was delicious. Now, do you follow that the kids are going to be playing high school sports?
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah,
we live down by the football stadium at Harding.
Yeah.
And they had a soccer game there tonight. When we left the house, a little after 7, and they were playing soccer, Harding and River Valley. And there was spectators. I would say in the bleachers there was probably 100 or so people, and I couldn't see the grandstand how many were in it. But I understand they're letting parents and close friends, etc., in. I'm not sure about students. I'm not sure they're letting students in yet in groups or anything.
Now, did you hear this? We got a call in earlier that apparently the scrimmage tomorrow between Upper and Harding was canceled because some of the kids in Upper have, I don't know if they've tested or are getting tested, but they're under some kind of quarantine, so they had to cancel the scrimmage in the morning.
Oh, that's probably going to be a sign of the times. I think that you're going to see more of that.
I do, and I just think, you know, we're not even to the first week yet. We're not even, you know, next Friday will be the first Friday night, and what is your reasoning? I mean, the Big Ten has canceled. The colleges have said, we're not going to do this. Why do you think the high schools are going through with this?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell. My personal feelings, the Big Ten kind of went too soon. I think they should have held off a little longer before they made a decision. And I think the high schools are feeling it out, too. I think the Ohio Athletic Association, et cetera, they're being cautious, but they're still going to try everything to try to play the games. If it doesn't work out, then they'll have to deal with that. So.
Well, I'm worried also because in Marion County, I believe school starts back in full swing next week, and I don't know how that's going to go.
Well, we don't.
And that makes me nervous because it's like prison or a nursing home.
Right.
If you have an outbreak, there's a lot of people there.
Well, that's right. It's you got to feel for the teachers, you know.
Oh.
Because they're in it's a situation that I'm sure none of them in their lifetime ever thought they'd have to go through.
Now, did you see the article? I can't remember if it was in the Dispatch or the USA Today, where it talked about teachers were making out their wills and saying we never dreamed we would have to do something like this.
Yeah, well, none of us did. You know, we're it's strange times in our life.
You know, and it's so strange that it all came on at once.
Right.
It was like one day the whole world changed,
yep.
And that was it.
It seems like it.
It is. And
back
it's,
at Christmas time, we didn't have a clue.
No, at Christmas time, we were all,
you know,
fine. And I remember sitting here back at Christmas time, and I remember there being a story about a dangerous flu in China.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you didn't think anything of it. It was like 7th or 8th on the news. Nobody talked about it. It was like a nothing. I never, ever, ever dreamed we could have something like this in the United States at this period.
I know.
It's a scary thing. So why did we get away from the wine?
Well, we're really not winos.
That's good to know.
We keep wine in the house, and some Friday nights, we don't go out every Friday night. Tonight we decided to, and just, we went to the brew pub, first of all, and they don't have wine, so we drank beer there, and decided, you know, went out to Applebee's, and I had a beer with my dinner. But now, you know, with the apple pie, we decided not to open a bottle of Pinot Grigio.
No Pinot Grigio. Now, Gunsmoke's on at 10, is that right?
On around 10, but boy, the stress. I worry about Matt Dillon. I think sooner or later somebody's going to get him.
Well, you know, I fear for him, too, because, you know, that's a dangerous neck of the woods he's in.
Yeah, in Dodge.
Oh. You know, it's Dodge City. It's it's a scary, scary place for him to be, but, you know, he's a tough man.
Well, he's got Chester and Festus.
And that show just goes on and on and on. It's as good in black and white as it was in color.
Exactly. It was better in black and white.
I think when they put some of those shows in color, it wasn't very good.
Didn't feel like the old West.
No, no.
You know, unless it's black and white.
God,
yes.
Your radio show is going downhill.
Oh, my radio show's going downhill?
She is.
Oh, no.
I can't believe I sit up and watch Gunsmoke every night. Of course, I watched The Virginian, too. I kind of like him.
Oh, I had The Virginian on this program at one point.
Oh, James Drury?
James Drury, before he died.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, he was on a couple years ago, and he was an interesting fellow, The Virginian.
I watched that show, and he's kind of a cool guy,
Now, I got to know, why does your wife think the radio show's going downhill?
Oh, she just said you're talking about Gunsmoke and The Virginian.
Oh, well, we've had The Virginian on. We have to talk about him, and, he's a past guest.
Well, yeah, and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of our guests have since went on to their reward, but...
No, and they're missed, I told you, I saw Phyllis Diller in person.
Oh, Phyllis Diller. But you know what?
I'll never forget that. She was hilarious.
Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, August 20th, yeah, yesterday, was the 8th anniversary of her death.
Oh, really?
Yep. She died 2012 on August the 20th.
Be darned.
Yeah, and Wilford Brimley, he recently died. I had him on the show. And,
I heard that one.
Oh, yeah, he was. He was a gruff man. Even on the phone, he was gruff. But I liked him.
Movies he played in, a lot of the movies he was, in The Firm.
Oh, The Firm,
scary.
Yes.
He was scary in The Firm.
He was, yes, he was, wasn't he Tom Hanks' boss?
Well, he worked for the insurance agency, and he was kind of their enforcer, for the bad deeds they were doing, and he was the guy that enforced discipline.
He won the Quaker Oats, man. I'll tell you that.
No.
When I talked to him, because it was weird. He had some weird history. Like he'd been Howard Hughes' bodyguard.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and I remember I said, "Well, what was it like to be Howard Hughes' bodyguard?" He said, "Howard was a nice man, and that's all I got to say about that." And that's how he would answer.
Oh,
man. And we would do an interview like this, and I'm sweating bullets by the end of it. And we get to the end of the thing, and I said, "Well, Wilford, thank you for coming on. I certainly appreciate it." And he said, "Oh, you're good at this. I'll be glad to come back." And I'm thinking, you didn't say anything. Why in the world would you want to come back? but we had him back because he came back, and you know what he did one time? He recited 'Twas the Night Before Christmas for us.
Heard that, yes.
Yeah, so, God bless his heart. I think he had good intentions.
Uh-huh.
He was just a curmudgeon-y type of a guy.
And he was.
Yeah, but I'm glad that you're out there because I was worried.
Yeah, we're healthy and everything's going good.
Oh, good. And do you ever listen during the day?
Yeah. Well, I get up in the morning. I usually turn you on and see what's going on.
Oh, good. Now, have you enjoyed anything as of late? Have you enjoyed us talking about old Marion and bringing up all that?
Yeah. That was a story I wanted to tell you, and I even thought about calling you, that you talked about the Dixie Cream.
Oh, yes, the donut shop.
Donut shop, and that was owned by Dick Huddle and his wife, Iris. But I played golf with Dick back in the 60s a lot. Dick was a good golfer, a great guy. And we had a little money game up at Hickory Grove in those days. And we always teased Dick, if he had a bad day on the golf course, you go into Dixie Cream the next morning and the donut holes were twice as big. We teased him about that for a long time.
So much of that history, people don't remember, and it's unfortunate because these were staples of the community.
Absolutely.
Oh, and it's an interesting thing. Now, did you hear the thing today with the girls, Michelle and Abby?
A little bit.
Oh my God!
You were kind of on them a little bit.
Well, I had to be. Yeah. I hate to be that way, but sometimes you have to keep these people in line.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think they enjoy coming in, but sometimes we just have some miscommunications, I think.
Well, got to air them out, and that's what you did today.
Yep, air the grievances.
Get better, so.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad you're out there, and I'm so glad you're enjoying the programming, and call in anytime.
I will. We'll be talking to you, and You take care of yourself.
You too. Have a great weekend.
You can get air at the BP station on Mount Vernon.
Okay, I got to get air, or else I'm going to be like the Flintstones.
If you have a Duchess card, you scan that, and you don't have to pay for the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go in and get a Duchess card, and then when you scan that, you don't have to pay. And
oh.
That's where I got a car that has a couple bad tires, and that's where I go.
Now, does this Duchess card, does it cost anything, or do they just give it to you?
Get a card, and you have to fill it out or whatever. But just keep that card in your car. You can pull in and scan it, and you get the air free.
Get the free air. Well, hey, I thank you for the tip.
Buy that. Yeah.
Hey, you have a great night.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Take care.
All right. Well, see, that's a great tip there. Now, see, I like tips like that. So you get yourself a Duchess card, and you don't have to pay for this air. Frankly, I don't know how these gas stations are getting away with charging for air anyway. I think the government should look into that. How do you charge for air? You know, if you keep this up, they're going to start charging you for air to breathe. You've got to watch this. You've got to keep your eye on these people. Air for a tire, and they're going to charge you. Phone lines are open here. We're having a great conversation tonight. About 10 minutes left in the program. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. And here we are again in the final stretch of the program. And our friends, Abby and Michelle, who knows if they're listening at this point. I cannot get a call to save my life. We try to set this up. And as I say, I don't want to chastise them any more than I already have, but I don't know. I hope there was no tragedy today between the time I saw them at 1 o'clock and now, because I know the podcasts are going unpromoted again. Now, I hate to be a stickler about this, but I'm not going to chastise anybody at this point, because if there's a tragedy out there, heavens knows, I don't want to pick on anybody who's had a tragedy, but we don't know what happened. And we never did get a phone call. I think we're just deadly. Oh, you know what? Maybe I just got a message. Let's see here. Well, you know what? We'll just see how that goes. We'll see if we get a call. Now, I can't believe. I'll tell you what I can't believe. I think Michelle has heard every Friday night show in the history of this Friday night program. And I think she has disappeared tonight. So now I'm worried about her. I don't know where she is. This is turning into a very nerve-wracking night for me. I think my blood pressure is going up because I don't know what has happened. Because I don't think there's ever been a Friday night in the history that I have not gotten a message from Michelle. She's pretty standard and reliable. And tonight, I have not heard anything. I don't know what became of her. So this worries me. So if she's out there, and she won't call. She's got like a disease where she won't call in. And I don't know why, because it'd be fascinating if she would call in, because we'd learn so much. And also, if anybody has an opinion on this whole high school sports thing, it's fascinating. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you've got to remember, the mission statement of this radio station is to educate and inform. Educate and inform. And that's what we try to do every day, because we're, you know, these relationships with these girls, those are we're giving you relationship advice, to be honest with you, how to deal with your friends. And clearly, you see that I don't deal with friends well. Now, I don't know why that is. Maybe I have that social anxiety. You think? I think I might have that social anxiety. Because when I get around them, you know, when they're in the room or something like that, I have like a bad social moment with them. And I don't know why that is, because in private, we're just fine. We're hunky-dory. But when we get, you know, together, it's like a disaster. We just, and I never mean it to be a disaster. I always think, oh, this will be great. This will be fantastic. And then it's a disaster. And it just all goes downhill, and it crashes and burns. You know, it's like, you remember those plate spinners on Ed Sullivan? It's like you're out there spinning a plate, and all of a sudden Ed Sullivan walks out on stage and bumps into you, and
bam, all your plates go crashing down on the stage. That's what it's like. It's like I'm spinning those plates, and then Ed Sullivan comes out and knocks the plates over. So, at this particular juncture of the night, I'm a little worried about Michelle, because I don't know what became of her. Usually she's not this off the grid. And Abby, I don't know. She was supposed to call in. She was supposed to promote the podcast. I don't know what happened to her. 7 minutes left in the show. We really don't know. I hope the scrimmage went well tonight. I think her son plays for River Valley. I hope that went well. Did anybody go to the River Valley scrimmage tonight? Was anybody allowed in? I don't know if you have to wear a hazmat suit or how that all works. I don't know the rules on any of this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I was wondering if I should pass along this information to you. Oh, here comes a phone call. Oh, this is so good right here. This warms my heart. Go ahead, caller.
Good evening, Scott. I was at the Pleasant Stadium tonight for soccer, and before that there was a scrimmage with Pleasant and Highland, and probably less than half of the people in the stands were wearing masks, including the students and the student athletes, and it was, as far as social distancing, there were little clusters, but I assumed that was family and friends. But the other part of it was that, and I asked the people at Pleasant, and I think what they're going to do, because how are you going to tell if it's a parent or a friend or whatever, they're going to limit the stadium to a certain number of people. They're not going to do just the parents and friends, because how do you know it's a friend or a parent unless you give them a special ticket? The thing that scared me was the lack of masks, especially among the students.
Well, aren't we just asking for trouble here at this point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like the Orange, all the Tangy Orange volleyball girls. The four of them came down with it, and they shut down the program because the kids just don't listen and the parents don't set a good example.
Well, here's what worries me. You know, we had a call at the beginning of this hour, and I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently there was supposed to be a scrimmage in the morning between Upper Sandusky and Harding.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Somebody said that they had a grandson who plays for Harding, and that has now been canceled because two of the kids from Upper Sandusky, and I don't know if they tested positive or if they just had to take the test, but apparently they're quarantined.
Yeah.
So now...
and it doesn't take much. I mean, I don't understand the concept. It doesn't prevent it, but it helps if you have the symptoms from maybe spreading it. But if you're not wearing a mask, it's not going to... Even if you're outside for football or soccer, it's still not going to do any good.
Well, are the coaches, are the school officials doing anything?
Yeah. The coaches all wore, for the football and the soccer, they all wore their masks. So that wasn't, but not all of the players were wearing them. Well, obviously not when they're on the field, but even when they're not playing, very few of the players had their masks on. And the coaches have enough to worry about with their team and coaching to monitor what's going on behind them. So I can forgive maybe some of the coaches, but I can't forgive the parents for not wearing them because they're the ones setting the example. It's kind of like the president wasn't wearing a mask most of the time. So people think, well, I don't have to wear a mask. The president isn't wearing them. So the student athletes are the same way. Well, my parents aren't wearing a mask. Why do I have to wear one?
Well, you know, we're about to, I think next week is the first week for school. And it's also the first football Friday night. And, you know, boy, I hate to think that bad things are going to happen. But, boy,
yeah.
It just seems like we're headed into a big disaster.
Yeah, it'll be 2 or 3 weeks, and it's going to hit the fan with people not taking the precautions. And the teams are going to get suspended.
Well, it's still...
And that hurts everybody.
Well, but it's still time... You know, here's the thing. Right now, there's still time to stop this, and there's still time to throw something in there that you can make it safer. You know, we're already understanding this is not working well, and...
Yeah. Well, in like the material that I sent to you, it recommends that somebody from the school, I assume it's the school, they would designate somebody to monitor the stands, but that doesn't always happen either. They're the mask police. But I didn't see anybody at Pleasant tonight.
And this was just a soccer game.
Yeah, well, two soccer games and the football scrimmage.
I don't know. It was kind of bothersome to me the other day when the governor announced that they were going to allow it. Everybody was so jubilant, and I thought, yeah. Now, he's put a lot of restrictions on this, so it's not going to be typical what it was, but everybody acted as if it was just fine and it was normal, and the caller we had right before you said, you know, this Taste of Memphis, they ran out of food tonight, and yeah. Applebee's was busy out the door. You know,
yeah, I
don't...
I was listening to that.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, and I'm thinking, too, that for all of the teams have captains, maybe the captains need to take it upon themselves to make sure that their teammates are doing it. They can't do the rest of the student body, but they could at least do their own team and monitor that and help the coaches out. That's why they're the captains. They're supposed to be the leaders.
Well, you would
personal
think.
Opinion.
you would think, and I wonder how long it's going to be before some coaches or some referees or some people who are not the players, who are not, you know, 18-year-old, 17-year-old kids, when they say, I've had enough, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, Or they already had a coach at River Valley came down with it. So,
oh, did they? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, well, when they had four or five, I think it was a cheerleader and a coach, and I don't remember. I heard through the grapevine and what I read in the paper, and it was like four or five River Valley people had it, and it was affiliated with different sports teams. I don't know the sports teams, but the cheerleader. And so that, it doesn't take much.
No, and you know, thank goodness nothing horrible has happened yet, but boy,
yet
that's right. And when it does, then what?
Yeah. And I understand that a lot of schools, it's better to keep the players involved in something structured rather than leaving it to their own devices, but they have to, it's a team effort. It's a team on the field and off the field, and they need to take it upon themselves to do what's right. Personal opinion.
Well, we hope so. Well, I thank you for calling in and give us an update.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Well, you know, there you go. And I don't know. I really don't know at this point. I hope next Friday night we're talking about things being better and things being good, but I just don't know. You know, kids going back to school and football next Friday and practices and scrimmages, and I just don't know what the end game is here. I hope it's good, but we're starting off kind of rough. But it's been a fun program tonight. I thank Austin and Brantley, the kids, for coming in, and I thank everybody who called in this hour who gave us very important information. And that's why we're here. Our main purpose is to educate and inform, so we always appreciate that. From Marion, Ohio, on this Friday night, this is Scott Spears for everybody here at WWGH Radio saying have a great night.
I had my hand up and so forth, but he's afraid of my questions, and my questions are very direct. Why are we in a war, unprovoked, killing innocent people who had no right to be in Iraq, period?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.